know, there would be times in the past where people would look at Bachman Turner Overdrive as the real pride of Winnipeg, Manitoba, but I think those times have come and gone because our next guest, Jesse Pollock, you know him from Bar Down, is he ever making a name for himself in sports media? He is all over. He is fighting lacrosse goalies on TSN. He's at the Bombers game, at the Winnipeg Jets game last night. And let's welcome him into the show, our good buddy, Jesse Pollock from Bar Down. How you feeling this morning, my friend?
Hey, boys, I got to be honest. I'm feeling pretty darn good after yesterday's games. How are you guys doing?
Oh, man. It's great to hear from you, man. And run us through the gamut of experiences for you yesterday. You were at the Bombers game. They're back in the Grey Cup. We know you're a huge Bombers fan. We know you're a huge Jets fan. And beating the Leafs, I imagine, was a little bit more satisfying than any other team on the schedule.
So the day starts off. Go to the Bombers game, and what do I see? I see someone wearing a Riders jersey over a Leafs jersey. I'm like, okay, this is gonna be an interesting day. So yeah, went to the Bomber game, and it was just a great, great experience. It was so much fun. Got to watch from the press box, which was really cool. And you know, I gotta tip my hat off to the fans who were at the game yesterday, because what happened was, when you went to the game, you had to take a shuttle afterwards. If you were going to the Jets game after, there were buses. And I couldn't even do anything on my phone after the Bomber game, because it was so cold in Winnipeg last night.
Really?
And maybe I've just, you know, when you haven't experienced Winnipeg cold in so long, it really is such a shock. Because yesterday wasn't even considered that cold of a night by Winnipeg standards. It was
-25.
Minus 25 yesterday.
Hey, we've had it twice as bad here.
No wonder you moved to Toronto.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, you can take the boy out of the West, but you can't take the West out of the boy. So I toughed it out, and it was really just an incredible, incredible day. The football game was amazing. I thought, you know, it started off pretty weird for the Bombers, at least. Turned the ball over, I think, 5 times in the first half, which was uncharacteristic. It was very strange. But managed to battle back. I think Winnipeg is clearly the better team. And just, you know, hats off to the Riders. They played a hard game yesterday, but really excited for next week. And then, I mean, the hockey game was just crazy last night. So it was just such a fun day, and it was you know, turned out pretty well for us Winnipeg fans.
So people here probably should know that you're just a Winnipeg diehard super fan, and I thought and that's no shot at you, that's just, you know, that's just who you are and who you're proud to be. But could you imagine a better day for yourself yesterday, where you're at a CFL playoff game that had impact for them to go to the Grey Cup, which they ended up winning, and then you go and watch the Jets and Leafs, you know, the Leafs playing like one of the best teams in the leagues, the Jets offense igniting on Friday night, knowing that it was going to find a way to carry that over in yesterday's Blake Wheeler's 1,000th game celebration. I mean, so much like, well, again, what was it like for you emotionally, like being part of both of that and having the results go your way yesterday?
It was honestly amazing, because, I mean, I only get to come home so often, and I'm usually just running around a lot of places, doing stuff for work, seeing family. But yesterday, just got to kind of just watch the games, and it was amazing. And both of the games were so entertaining from start to finish. And it was really, you know, I was in the press box for the Jets game, wearing a Jets jersey. I must be the first person in history to have done that. And I was
You're a real journalist, Jesse. You're a real journalist.
Oh yeah. Very sophisticated. I was like cheering from up top too, because you're not actually allowed to film from up in the press box. So I came down to the concourse area in between periods and tried to get what I could, but I actually banged the table at one point after Mark Scheifele scored the sixth goal. So you couldn't have drawn up a better day. And as much as I'd say, like, oh, the weather could have been better, I wouldn't even have wanted it to have been any different, because it was just such a true Winnipeg day yesterday. So it was awesome, and I was, you know, for that Riders fan who was wearing both of those jerseys with the Leafs jersey. Couldn't feel less sorry for the guy.
Yeah, no kidding. Jesse Pollock is our guest. You know him from Bar Down. He had probably his best day of his life yesterday since his bar mitzvah many years ago. And let's talk about
Bar Down Mitzvah.
Wow, I like that one. That's a beautiful one. So let's talk about what happened with Neil Pionk. Oh, wow. You even got that type of sound effect from our man 20 Fingers. He must be a big fan of yours, Jesse. Let's talk about Neil Pionk's neon knee on Rasmus Sandin. You know, we've been talking about it. Very well could be some supplemental discipline for Mr. Pionk. What was your view on it as you were there in person?
Yeah, you know, you hate to see that stuff, even for teams that you dislike as much as the Leafs. It obviously was not an ideal play. We'll have to see how the league decides to handle it. You know, I don't blame Wayne Simmonds obviously too for wanting to fight, and I completely understand Leafs fans' frustration. I understand the Leafs players' frustrations, but I don't think Neil Pionk is a dirty player or a malicious guy. I think, you know, just made a poor decision on that one, and you hate to see it because, you know, Sandin last time, like, this guy's a hell of a player. I don't know. Like, it was clearly not a clean
you
hand.
Can say Jesse, he deserves to be suspended. You got to call a spade. Come on.
It wasn't a clean hit, but I'm not going to, like, say that the Leafs are just innocent either. I mean, Spezza just goes right back for Pionk and goes high for him. And I understand
he went low for him, not high.
Oh, sorry, low, but like high up on his body. If you take a look at the hit, it was like pretty close.
Oh, we talked about it this morning, saying that we wouldn't be surprised if Spezza gets some sort of supplemental discipline as well.
Yeah, and I mean, like, I think the refs have a duty to, and I know Simmonds later got 10 minutes. You know, the refs have a duty to kind of like calm things down a little and make sure that things don't get too out of hand. But yeah, you hate to see what happened to Sandin. It sucks. And again, like, I don't think that's necessarily in Pionk's nature to do those kind of plays, but like, people make decisions on the ice, people make mistakes, and we'll have to see how the league handles it. But again, like, you know, Leafs fans, And I understand why they're upset, but there was so much salt on Twitter last night criticizing the Jets and Pionk, and I get it, but, like, I don't know. These things unfortunately happen in the game sometimes. It really sucks, and you hate to see it, but I understand the frustration from Spezza, but I didn't like the response either. Like, that could have been really dangerous as well. So, yeah, I mean, there could be some serious discipline handed out, and yeah, things were very hostile in the building last night.
In conversation with Jesse Pollock, you know him from Bar Down. And Jesse, after the game, there were cameras in the Jets locker room, and the boys were fired up. And why don't we take a listen to everything that transpired. First, you'll hear Logan Stanley, and then you'll hear Mark Scheifele. Go ahead, 20 Fingers.
Hey, boys, is there anything better than beating the Leafs? Hey?
No.
Anything better? Just going for this guy.
The Johnny Drama homage we really appreciate here on this show, Jesse. What is it about beating the Leafs that is so special for the Winnipeg Jets? You hung out with Scheifele and Dubois, a bunch of the boys, this weekend too. So just fill us in about just why this rivalry, if you want to call it, is so meaningful to Winnipeg.
First of all, there were so many damn Leafs jerseys in the crowd last night. It made me sick looking around and seeing all the blue and white. And, you know, hey, good for you, Leafs fans, but there's no way that your fans should be louder in an away barn than your own barn. Because let me tell you, I've been to Leafs games, and they seem to be a hell of a lot louder last night in Winnipeg than they ever are in Toronto. It was crazy. There were chants going on after goals were scored. You know, after the Leafs scored their first goal, If the Jets had played a goal horn, I would have thought that the Jets scored. Like, it was unbelievable. So there were so many fans in the stands last night, and that stems back. Hockey fans need to understand this stems back to before the Jets came the Leafs are the closest thing to Winnipeg. So there are tons of people in Winnipeg who grew up Leafs fans, and they just didn't switch to Jets fans because, you know, their heart has been with the Leafs their whole lives. And, you know, obviously being from Winnipeg too, you watch hockey on Saturday nights. Who's playing on Saturday nights all the time? It's the Leafs. So for all those fans who stuck with the Leafs, they still exist in Winnipeg. They're annoying as could be. And even being in Toronto, Leafs, I'm telling you, like, I cannot, obviously have so many fans who cheer for the Leafs, but as a fan base, I cannot stand Leafs fans. They're so salty. Personally, as a Jets fan, I get chirped by them all the time. You know, on social media, I get chirped all the time. I honestly think that they're not even my least favorite fans. Habs fans bother me even more, if I'm being honest with you. But I respect Leafs fans too. They love their team, and you can't harp on a fan base for caring about their team as much as the Leafs do. So it's all in fun. Toronto's close to Winnipeg, so it makes sense for a good rivalry. I wish we were in the same conference or the same division, because I feel like the Jets haven't really found a true rival yet. You know, it should be Minnesota. It's developing with Minnesota. It's not quite there yet. Nashville, you could argue, because obviously our playoff history with them, we had probably our craziest series against them, or one of them. But I think the Leafs are probably our biggest rival, and this stems back to Matthews and Line A, and it's too bad that we're not even in the same conference or division or anything, but Leafs fans just bother me so much. And not all of them, obviously. I have some close friends who are Leafs fans who I work with specifically, and I know you fellas like the Leafs, but oh my goodness, it's just everything about the Leafs. Everyone loves them so much. You get so much, yeah, just like, screw them.
Right. Well, Jesse, leading into the weekend, you had some dinner dates or lunch dates with a couple of the Winnipeg players. Which dinner or lunch date was the most romantic for you?
Well, so I actually only ate with one of the players. I ended up meeting up with, I did some work with Shifley and Ehlers and PLD and Pierre-Luc Dubois. And they're all just great guys, really, really great guys. So for Dubois, we have a feature coming out about it. I took my four favorite burgers in Winnipeg, because there are some great, great burger places in Winnipeg. Just want to, for all you Toronto listeners out there, just in case you're in Winnipeg. So we got VJ's, Red Top, Salisbury House, and a place called Dairy Whip. We just tried each burger, and we just reviewed them together, and it was a lot of fun. And they're all really great guys. Like, Mark Shifley is a really, really nice guy, and it was very well, you know, gave his time to us, and he was awesome. Nikolai Ehlers is just a huge beauty. He such a normal dude, like, very cool. He took some time to chat with us as well for a while, even after we shot with him. And Pierre-Luc Dubois is that guy's just my boy. Like, he's a massive beauty and just a lot of fun. That guy's always smiling. And one thing I think we should talk about as well from the game last night was what happened with Pierre-Luc Dubois and Austin Matthews.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it kind of got lost in all of last night's events. But, I mean, have we, like, ever seen that with any player, especially of Pierre-Luc Dubois' skill level, do that to Austin Matthews? Like, this guy was drafted two spots behind him. And I just love what Pierre-Luc Dubois has brought to Winnipeg. I mean, this is a guy who is insanely skilled. And he also this guy's chirping the whole game. He's got he's tough. And I just think that to see someone do that to Austin Matthews, I understand why Leafs fans are upset with him. And Austin Matthews didn't really do anything there. But as a Jets fan, I just love seeing one of our skilled players getting in Matthews' face, dragging him around and just saying, like, I don't care who you are. You're not coming into our barn and doing anything. So even though Matthews absolutely said.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's the kind of toughness that you need, and I think that that's the kind of toughness that you'll need going into the playoffs. I think all of your players should be aligned like that. Like, he can kind of play a bit of a role of a villain, and I think Winnipeg needs that. And it was awesome to see.
Jesse, thank you so much for taking the time. Listen, today was a victory lap for you. You know, everything's going great for the Winnipeg Nation, and you probably haven't stopped smiling in, you know, last 12 hours. Understandably so, but keep in mind, when the Leafs beat the Jets the next time they play, we'll be calling you up, and I imagine this interview will go a lot differently.
Well, yes, I will actually be at the next game on March 31st in Toronto for, you know, doing some work with Special Olympics, with Special Olympics Canada. So I'm really looking forward to being at that game. And let me tell you, it is going to be ugly if the Leafs win that game. And in the concourse now building, I'm going to just get it.
Yes, you will. Yes, you will. But, thanks for doing this as always, Jesse. You're the man, buddy. We look forward to seeing you in person very soon.
Fellas, thanks for having me. Always great to hear your voices. You're both beauties, and we'll talk soon.
All right.
He's such a squid. Jesse.
He's not a squid. He's the man. That guy is crushing it. And I don't know if you saw the video of him playing, like, he was playing goal in lacrosse against some of the Toronto Rock players. If you haven't seen that one, he's a content machine. Jesse Pollock and everybody at Bar Down doing great stuff for TSN. And speaking of doing great stuff for TSN, Dave Naylor was on location yesterday at BMO Field reporting on the Argos and the Ticats game. We'll get to the action on the field, but everything that happened off the field after the game may very well become the bigger story as this day progresses. That's next on First Up.